It is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, and one thing that, from my standpoint, one thing that makes this Tuesday afternoon really sensational is the idea that a cool front is coming through here, so it's going to feel a little different tomorrow. I'm Scoot on the air, really glad you're with us. I'm in my apartment at West End doing the show. Ian is on location at People's Health. Today, October the 15th, is the first day for making decisions about Medicare and about your health and about coverage and things like that. And this is really something important, and many of you maybe haven't thought about this. Some of you might actually be of age when it comes to getting Medicare, and you're paying for your insurance, and you could be paying for Medicare and getting help from People's Health, because in addition to Medicare, you also need additional packages. And this is an opportunity for you to find out more about that. One of the incredible things about People's Health is that they have offices. There's an office in Metairie. Ian's on location at the office in Metairie. And this is Veterans and Causeway. It's right next to Party City, just down from Trader Joe's. Those are landmarks. There's an office for you to go in and talk to people. There are seminars. There are meetings that will explain everything that you need to know. And it can be a little complicated, and you don't want to be taken advantage of, but this is really a great opportunity for you to find out more about what you need. Now, maybe you're going to go find out more about what your parents need, but you need something in addition to Medicare. And I have dealt with this myself personally. And People's Health is that opportunity. Coleman is our studio producer back at the studio. Ian on location. We'll go to Ian in just a moment. A lot to talk about. We've got some polling information when it comes to the presidential election, which is now 3 weeks away. 3 weeks from today. Donald Trump did a big interview today on the economy, and he talks about this tariff, which scares a lot of people. Also, Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, just went ballistic in an interview with a couple of radio people. And he said, if you don't ask better questions, or if you're going to ask these questions, I'll get somebody else to ask these questions. I don't know if he has the power to fire the people or whatever, but we're going to share that with you. I don't have audio of it, but we've got a transcript of it, and I'm going to read that to you. Jerry Seinfeld is taking back comments that he made about blaming the extreme left for killing comedy. So we'll talk about that. Also, Gen Z would rather be an influencer than a doctor. And I don't blame them, because influencers make a hell of a lot of money, and you don't have to do all that studying. And I don't know about you, but when you go to the doctor, how much time does the doctor and the nurses, how much time did they spend on you compared to how much time they spend on that damn computer in the room? I mean, they're going through all the computer. They're putting all the input stuff in. It's like they spend more time on the computer than they actually do with the patient. So we've got a whole list of things that Gen Z would rather do than be a doctor. And I guess from my generation, the boomer generation, you know, being a doctor was, the cool thing to be. But not anymore. So, again, we've got a lot to get to this afternoon. Ian Hoke, our senior producer, is on location at People's Health. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you, too, as well. How are you, bud?
Good. You look really nice. We've got video set up here so I can see Ian and Coleman back at the studio.
Yeah, we're all looking pretty good today, aren't we?
Yeah. So, listen, I appreciate you. Being there. And there's just a
yes,
lot to talk about. And, you know, we're not going to get into serious political debate today on the show. Excuse me. There are some things to talk about. We'll put that off until tomorrow. And then, of course, tomorrow is the day before the Saints and the Broncos game, and Sean Payton returning to the Dome. Is Sean Payton going to be cheered, or is he going to be booed when the team comes on the field? Now, every opposing team is booed, but I wonder if the boos are going to be louder with Sean Payton leading the Broncos into the Dome. We'll talk more about that on the show tomorrow, and then, of course, Thursday is the big game. But this is the time to make decisions and to find out more information about Medicare and the supplements, and People's Health is just really impressive when it comes to helping people make this decision.
You know, it's exciting to be out here at People's Health. I had never been before. I know you've been out here before. It's a beautiful facility. Everyone's so friendly and helpful. And we got coffee and drinks, and there's some donuts still out here, Joe's Donuts, if you're into a donut. And, you know, the location is so easy to get to. As we've been saying all day, it's right next to Party City on Veterans Boulevard. It's right next to Trader Joe's if you want to come by and get some, you know, everything bagel, potato chips, and then some balloons, and then come on over to People's Health and sit down with an expert to talk to you about your Medicare plan. So we would love to see everybody stop by here before 4 o'clock. They got seminars going on. We got some snacks and drinks. You can meet everybody out here. Come on down. It's a good time.
Yeah, and Ian, you can do the text messages from there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so we'll have your text messages. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian is with Mike Knight. He is a benefits advisor for People's Health, and we're about to learn a lot more about what we're going to be talking about this afternoon concerning People's Health.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wait,
Mike Knight is.
Wait, he's not here yet. Oh, he's coming up.
Yeah, let's step aside because we don't want to get too jammed up here. So let's take our first break and we'll come back with Mr. Knight.
Okay, all right, we're going to come back. Ian is out there live at People's Health on Veterans Highway, Causeway, and Veterans. And we're just talking about Medicare and getting what you need in addition to Medicare. And you also need People's Health to help you with this. And there's a lot of information coming up with Mike Knight, who is a benefits advisor. So, if you need any information, this is a great opportunity to stop by People's Health on Veterans. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be right back on WWL. It's October 15th, and this is a day for opening up. This is opening up registration. This is the time for you to change your plan. Medicare Advantage, there are plans that are increasingly popular. And so Ian Hoke is on location at People's Health Veterans and Causeway in Metairie with benefits advisor for People Health, Mike Knight.
That's right, Scoot. I'm here with Mike Knight. Say hello, Mike. Thanks for making time today.
Hey, thank you for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. If you're just tuning in, we are live at the People's Health Medicare Center in Metairie. Today is the beginning of Medicare's annual enrollment period. And before we dive right into that, Mike, for people who don't know or aren't familiar or haven't been listening so far today, what is People's Health and what is it that you do exactly?
All right, so People's Health, we're a Medicare plan. We've been around since 1994. We cover 110,000 people in Louisiana, and we do everything Medicare. So if someone's coming on to Medicare and they're looking for a Medicare Advantage plan, if they have questions, if they just need to know where to start, we're a good place here to come and do that.
Okay, great. I did want to note for anybody, I'm not quite at the age where I would need Medicare, but I know there's a lot of people listening who are used to helping their parents set up their computer or install their Roku machine or something like that. So we want to make sure if you're like me and you're not quite near the age of eligibility, you still want to pay attention to this because this is really useful information for you or somebody else in your family when it's that time.
Yeah, absolutely. We had somebody come in just maybe 10 minutes ago that was getting information for their parents. And we're all going to be at that point sometime. Mm-hmm. So hopefully we all make it to 65 or older. But, you know, it is good to start looking at that. And definitely as people get older, they're going to need help. So it's good to be knowledgeable.
Great. Let's talk about this annual enrollment period kicking off today. What does this mean for people who have Medicare?
So this is your time of year where you can join a plan, you can change a plan, you can consider other coverage. This is kind of the time of year where you're going to decide what your health care is going to be for the next 12 months.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Yeah, just like if you even have private employer insurance, you always have this period where you got to make changes here, or if you need to add a beneficiary or something, it's the same thing.
Exactly. Okay, exactly. Same concept.
And so tell us about some of the kinds of changes that people would traditionally make during this period.
All right. So if they don't have a Medicare drug plan, this is the time of year they could add one. If they're on just regular Medicare and they wanted to pick up a whole package, like a Medicare Advantage plan, they can come and do that. If they wanted to drop coverage, this is the time of year where you can add or delete coverage.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, great. And people can make changes other times. This isn't the only time, but there's certain eligibility requirements, certain circumstances that have to be in play if people want to make changes to their plans outside of this two- or three-month period, right?
Correct, yeah. It's called a special election period, and it's not everybody's going to qualify for it. So if they do, it's going to be per individual, and where this is the time of year where everyone can come in and just make a change because they want to. They don't have to seek a certain period.
Yeah. So I want to make sure we highlight what we're really doing here is trying to save people money. Right. This is all about, people who are on fixed income. They really need to save money on health care with groceries and gas and insurance and everything else the way it is. People's health can really help people sort of bend down the cost curve. So tell us about some of the ways that people can lower their Medicare costs, particularly through these Medicare savings programs.
All right. So the Medicare savings program is going to be an asset-based and an income-based program. It's through the state of Louisiana. And what they can do, if they qualify, they can contact the state of Louisiana and say, hey, look, I'd like to apply for Medicaid. And there's various levels of Medicaid that they can qualify for based on their income. And what they would do is, once they go through the application process, the state of Louisiana would say, okay, this is what you qualify for. Once they figure out what they're qualified for, we have special needs plans that they can come in and see if it's going to fit their needs.
Okay, so how can people find out if they are eligible?
Calling the state of Louisiana would be the first one.
So just make a phone call to...
Yeah, Louisiana. So what they would do is they would call the Department of Health and Hospitals, and it's Louisiana Medicaid. And
right.
I'm going to give you the number.
Yes, please. Okay. Go ahead and rock that right if people don't have it handy.
Sure, it's 888-342-6207, and that is Louisiana Medicaid. There's also some local contacts through the Senior Health Insurance Information Program in Louisiana that they'll have them stationed in each parish, and they're real knowledgeable. They'll help them fill out applications as well, or the local Council on Aging, a lot of times will be able to help.
Okay, great. Let's talk about prescription drugs. I don't take a ton of prescription drugs, but I've just kind of crossed the threshold where the costs are now starting to stack a bit. And I know for people who, are seniors and are taking lots of prescription drugs, that can be a big burden. Explain the Extra Help program and how that can help people out with their Part D coverage.
So Extra Help is a program through the Social Security. So the first one we were talking about is through the state of Louisiana. This one's through Social
Security. This is Social Security, okay.
And so it's still income and asset based, but it has a higher threshold. So their income can be a little bit higher than what they are qualifying for under Medicaid. And what it does, it just helps lower cost. So some health plans will have drug premiums, and it'll help eliminate those. It'll help push down their co-pays for medication, so they're not paying as much for the medicine. If they have what's called a late enrollment penalty, if they didn't sign up for Medicare Part D when they were first eligible, it will cover that penalty for them.
Yeah.
So it's another benefit, another way to help reduce cost.
Okay, great. Let's take this moment just to remind people there is a brick-and-mortar store here where they can come and talk to an expert. There's a learning program, a seminar happening in the other little room right now. And I think you and I actually spoke briefly last year when I was at the studio and I had an opportunity to read some of the text messages that were coming in, and somebody pointed out how special it is that there's a facility like yours that can help people in the most human to human contact way possible come to face with this kind of big technical red tape bureaucracy, and you make it all so much easier for them, and you can do that speaking to a real human person to person, and that is so special.
Yeah, in New Orleans, we tend to like to do things face-to-face.
Sure,
And here, this is special because you can walk in, you can talk to someone. I spoke to somebody earlier today who enrolled over the phone with a different plan and got all the information incorrect.
Oh, no.
And so, that's what I said. It's nice to be able to come in. You can see what we're writing down. I mean, you can see what's written down. You can read it. You can ask questions and get your answers without trying to just do something over the phone.
Sure. I do see some texts coming in here on the Oakland Art Jewelers Talking Text Line. If you got a question you want me to tuck in with Mike Knight real quick, shoot me a text, 504-260-1870. I'm getting some of those ready now. We'll get to those in just a moment. Going back to Extra Help, tell us what that application process is like.
There's a couple of ways you can do it. You can do it online with Social Security. You can go to a Social Security office. You can call them on the phone. The SHIP, the Senior Information Program for Louisiana, they will help you do it as well.
Okay.
The Council on Aging's also.
Yeah, great. All hands on deck. Everybody wants to help.
Everybody, there really is a lot of resources.
Okay, great. So there are people who qualify for both Medicare and Medicaid, and those are dual-eligible people, right?
Correct.
So how do these dual-eligible special needs plans, how do they coordinate their coverage?
So if they come onto a plan that People's Health offers that's a dual eligible plan, we're going to see what they qualify for with Medicare, also what they qualify for with Medicaid, and then they have enhanced benefits. So they may be getting an over-the-counter card that includes food, ability to pay certain utilities.
Wow.
And then, you know, over-the-counter items, cool remedies, vitamins, Band-Aids, that type of thing, all included.
Yeah. So it's not just, you know, inpatient care, the sort of big elaborate things we think of when we think about healthcare. It's also just day-to-day things, like
day-to-day
just things you can pick up at the pharmacy.
Right. And all those things tie back into their overall health.
Sure. And for people with more complex health needs, tell us about how People's Health helps members navigate the different Medicaid and Medicare benefits.
So we have people on site that can, the care coordinators that will, if you're part of a special needs plan, you have a care coordinator. And what they're designed to do is really just help you either manage any health conditions, manage the health plan, make sure you're getting the care that you need.
Okay, so just to reinforce for people, if people are interested in applying for these Medicare savings programs or the extra help program, what should they do right now? What should they do today?
Today they should call, if they're looking for Medicaid, call Medicaid and say, I would like to apply. They're going to take an application whether they think you're eligible or not, because as they're going through, they're going to ask you all the information. That person you're talking to on the phone is not going to make the decision. They feed it in, and then a determination is made, and they mail you a letter about it.
So it could be really quite straightforward. If somebody's listening and they think, maybe I'm eligible for some of these benefits, all you got to do is make one phone call.
Correct.
You know, it's not like you got to go do this elaborate back and forth with somebody. You talk to somebody that's going to be helpful and knowledgeable on the phone, and you explain to them what your situation is. They get the information they need, and then they get back to you and say, hey, these could be your benefits if you'd like to enroll.
Exactly. Right,
okay.
Yeah.
That's great. For people who want to learn more about People's Health, or they want to come to one of these seminars, I know you're not just doing this today. You must do these all the time.
We
right?
do, yeah.
So where do people see like a schedule or what the topic of a certain seminar is going
to
be?
So they can go to peopleshealth.com/center, and that'll have the whole schedule coming up. And we're going to be doing them all the way through annual enrollment. They can also come in here, and I mean, we can do a one-on-one with them. They don't actually have to be in any kind of a meeting. They can also call the center here and schedule and reserve a spot for a meeting.
Okay, great. So even for people, you know, like I said earlier, geographically speaking, this is kind of
right
in
yeah,
the heart
no
of Metairie. It's easy to get here. But for even for people who aren't able to come over here quickly or take time off work or however, they can just make a phone call, right?
Yeah, they can call us, and we do home visits as well.
So really?
Someone, yeah, we can go out and meet with them.
That's incredible service.
So, yeah.
And it begs the question, why aren't there more organizations like this one that help us deal with, I mean, everything that we have to do with the government is such a pain. And I just wish there were more organizations like yours that were able to just, hey, here's a chair for me, here's a chair for you. Let me help you navigate this complex system. You know, it seems to me such a no-brainer. I'm just so glad that People's Health exists in this capacity, because I think people need help with all kinds of things, and they don't get it.
Yeah, and a lot of it's just getting questions answered. You know, is this right for me or not, and here's what's important to me.
Yeah.
And if we can cover that, we'll tell you. If not, we're going to tell you that as well. This isn't right for you.
Yeah. Fantastic. Anything else you want our audience to know before we let you go, Mike?
Yeah, well, we're here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Fantastic. I want to see if I can tuck in a couple more questions here. These are from the Aquanaut Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Somebody says, I'd like to know why there is an enrollment period. It seems like not everybody turns 65 at the same time of year. Why can't I sign up in April or August or May?
Good question. If you're aging into Medicare, you can sign up at any point when you're aging in. So that's going to be what they call an initial election period, where they're just becoming eligible for Medicare, or if they're leaving work. If you have some kind of a life change, you may have an election period there available.
Right.
This is for people that are already on Medicare and just continuing on with what they're doing.
Yeah. So going back to what we said earlier, this is it's from October 15th to December 7th.
December 7th.
Okay.
Correct.
So even if you need Medicare sometime outside of that, you may be able to go to one of these special.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay,
if you're
great.
Aging in, or if you're just signing up for Medicare because you're retiring, there's all kind of different special election periods.
Very cool. Very cool. Anything else, Mike?
No, thank you for having us.
Thank you. Nice speaking with you.
Likewise.
Mike Knight is a benefits advisor with People's Health, a United Healthcare company. I'm out here live on Veterans Boulevard. We'll be here until 4 o'clock. We'd love to see you. We're out at Vets near Causeway. We've got Medicare experts standing by to help you make this very important decision. They're explaining Medicare, Medicare Advantage, and the annual Medicare enrollment period, all the challenges and opportunities therein. Scoot on the air. Back to you, my friend.
Yeah, hey, Ian, great interview, great conversation with Mike Knight, and just really good information. You know, this is October 15th. This is the beginning of the Medicare annual enrollment period. join a plan. You can change a plan. You can do all of this starting right now. And People's Health is there to help you. This is also about, wait a minute, saving you money? Yeah, you can save money. This is about saving you money on health care. Health care, I don't care who you are, health care is too expensive. And you need more than Medicare, Medicaid. You need more. The number, if you want to get some information about Medicaid, the number for the state, Louisiana, Medicaid is 888-342-6207. 888-342-6207. So there's this controversy now about whether or not Donald Trump should release his medical records. Donald Trump released his medical records when he was running for president in 2020. And he released the records. Now, I don't know, he lost that campaign. Maybe he's rethinking that whole process. This was after a physical that he took, and he released the medical records. But he's not releasing his records right now. And there's a group of doctors, nurses, and healthcare providers. They're known as Doctors for Harris. They're not affiliated with the Harris campaign specifically. But Vice President Kamala Harris released a letter from her doctor, really talking about how healthy she is. Trump has not done that. And a lot of people are calling for him to do that. Is it important? Is it important for us, the American people, to know about the health of a candidate? I mean, I think so. I know that seems like such an invasion of privacy, but I think it's important that we know about the basic health of somebody who's running for office, because over the next 4 years, they're going to be in charge of this country, and in many ways, they're going to run the world. So what do you think? Should Donald Trump release his medical records? Should he have a physical and release those records? Now, look, Donald Trump's going to pick his doctor. Kamala Harris, I'm assuming, picked her doctor. There's no way they're going to pick a doctor that is going to give them a negative review, because they're picking the doctor that they know is going to give them a positive review. Really, I think there should be an independent doctor for both sides to give a physical to Kamala Harris and to Donald Trump or whoever is running for office. They should there should be an independent doctor who's going to give them the physical and then release the results. So I just think it's important to release the records, although I guess we have to be honest and realize that, you know, we might not really be getting the truth. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Still to come, we'll talk about Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, losing it in an interview with a couple of radio people who are asking him questions. And apparently, these are people who generally ask him questions after a game. The Cowboys were embarrassed by the Detroit Lions again at home. And there was a lot of conversation about how the Cowboys were embarrassed by the Saints at home earlier in the season. And Jerry Jones can't be too happy right now. He just turned, I think, 82 years old, and he is mad as hell, and he's not going to take it anymore. I don't have a recording of it, but we've got the transcript, so we're going to share that with you coming up. Also, Mike Dettillier talks about something that I mentioned yesterday as well. The Saints aren't tackling. And it just seemed like in the second half of the game the other day, the Saints just, at some point, they just seemed to give up. And they didn't want to tackle the player. They wanted to just hit the player and bounce off. All right, if you've got a comment about anything we're talking about, the Okanar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. Ian Hoke is our representative. He is a senior producer of the show. He's at People's Health in Metairie, Veterans and Causeway, right next to Party City, just down from Trader Joe's. This is the beginning of the Medicare annual enrollment period, October 15th. Take advantage of it and stop by People's Health. We'll be right back on WWL. It's a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. The beauty of this afternoon is made better by the reality that a cold front is heading in this direction right now, and it's going to be here before long. Tomorrow it's going to feel a lot different than it does right now. I can't wait. This song on this day in 2000 on the Scoot on the Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 2000, this was the number one song in the country. All right, I'm Scoot. I am at my apartment at West End doing the show, and Ian Hoke is on location at People's Health, Veterans and Causeway. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we talk about, the Okanar Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. So how do you feel about Donald Trump releasing his medical records? again, you know, he's going to go to a doctor that he knows, and the doctor's going to say something positive. Kamala Harris released the results of her physical, but she's not going to go to a doctor that's not going to give her a positive health check. I mean, I would assume. But I think it's important. I would really like an independent physician to give physicals to these candidates, not only now, but in the future. I think the American people have a right to know the health of the candidates that we're voting for. Do you? If you want to join us, the Open Our Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Also, coming up, I want to read the transcript from Jerry Jones and this rant that he went into with some radio hosts. The show is on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Shane and I guess it's Shane and RJ. That's the show, Shane and RJ. And apparently they are regular interviewers of Jerry Jones. And anyway, he got really upset. So we'll get to that in just a few minutes. Let's go to the North Shore. And Walter, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. I'm not going to talk politics, but I will talk football. Okay,
that's cool. I'm happy about that.
I'm upset about the Saints. We have the worst coach team in the league. The coach we have is such a disappointment. You know, if he would have stuck as a defensive coordinator, that would have been fine. But even now, the defense doesn't do anything. So, you know, I've been with the Saints since '67. You know, I grew up in the goalpost of Tulane Stadium, the old Tulane Stadium, and it's just depressing as hell. You know.
Well, it is. I understand, Walter. I've had my questions about Dennis Allen. If he's the defensive coordinator, I guess there's somebody else doing this as well. But, you know, if you're a defensive coordinator by trade and you become the head coach, your defense should be really, really good. And our defense sucks. And it's the guys not tackling. I mean, I haven't seen anything this bad since the flex defense. I mean, that was, I don't think anybody ever really understood the flex defense, but that was kind of a joke. And it's just, it's sad to see the players themselves not being into it. I mean, if you tackle somebody, it's harder. It hurts to tackle somebody compared to just trying to hit them and knock them down. But a good runner is not going to be hit and be knocked down. Yeah.
Steve Stonebreaker would take care of it.
Yeah, and the guy, you know, lived up to his name.
I don't know who that is, but you're a guy like me. Now, I got a question for you, though, Scoot. You say you live out by the lakefront, and I used to live at Pier 8 back in the 70s.
I live right next door.
Is that where you live? You live in that tall building or in that tall place? Okay.
No, I don't live in the tall place.
It's beautiful out there, across from the harbor and all. It's
nice. Yeah, I have a glimpse of the lake, and it's very nice. And you know, I moved from downtown where it had gotten so tense and so bad that I had to get out. I didn't want to leave, but I felt like I had to. And
I moved to Mandeville. Yeah, that's why I moved to Mandeville. I understand completely.
Yeah, I'm thinking about
Bay
St. Louis.
All right, have a blessed day, Scoot.
All right, Walter, I appreciate the call. All right, Ian, do we have any text messages concerning whether or not Donald Trump should release his medical records?
Yes, we sure do. Here's a text that says, Walter Reed Army Medical Center would be a good place to have candidates' physical.
Yeah, I agree. I think we should know. And when a candidate, I mean, I think there's a tradition of candidates releasing their medical records, but when they don't, it makes me suspicious. Is Donald Trump on some medication that he doesn't want us to know about? Obviously, Donald Trump is overweight. Again, this is not a bashing of Donald Trump. This is just relating to a general weight problem that we have in America. And I would say, with his girth, I would say that he's a little bit overweight. He's not, I would not describe him as obese, but he's a little bit overweight. So that might be a matter of contention with his health. But I wonder if he's taking some medication he doesn't want us to know about.
Here's a text that says, hey, don't be such a wuss. You know the man is in good health, for Christ's sake. He drives a golf ball 200 to 240 yards. Let me see
that's
you
true.
Do that.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Not to take anything away from the man's skill as a golfer, but that doesn't mean you're in great health.
No,
like
it
lots
doesn't.
Lots of sick people are good at golf.
I mean, I thought that was kind of sarcastic that he can drive a golf ball, 200 yards. I could drive a golf ball. I would say I could drive a golf ball maybe 100 yards. I'm not saying it's going to be straight, but... I mean, Donald Trump is, he's become a really good golfer. And if you play golf as much as he plays golf, even by accident, you would become a good golfer.
I could drive a golf ball 1,000 yards,
I could hit the ball.
Just put it in your pocket,
and
then you drive the golf cart 1,000 yards
exactly.
down the green, and then you take
That's
it out of your
pocket. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. I could hit the ball
Here's
and then drive the golf cart to it.
There you go. Here's a text that says, Bill Clinton never released his records, and neither did Biden. Mm. I only read this text because it just goes to show you, like, the things that people will text in as if they are factual, and they are not. This is very easy to remember and verify if you don't remember. Bill Clinton in 1992 did release his full medical bill of health, as did Joe Biden in 2020, so I'm not sure where that texter got that information from. I'll give you two more here. Here's one that says, whichever one of these bozos gets in office, if they were to find themselves feeling ill and couldn't do the job, I think either one of the vice presidential candidates would be better.
After the vice presidential debate, I knew that there would be people who would be making the observation that, okay, look, either one of these people would be better than the two people that we have running for office.
Mm-hmm. And I'll leave you with this one, Scoot. This text says, maybe Harris and Trump can examine each other.
We haven't done that since we were kids. I'm not a
doctor.
I'm not a doctor, but I played one when I was a kid.
Oh boy! Oh,
all right.
Boy, that's a mental image.
Didn't have a chance to get to it now, but we'll do it. We'll do it at the beginning of next hour. I want to talk about Jerry Jones's rant. He's just really, really upset. Got really upset with this DJ team, Shane and RJ on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, and he was really PO'd that they asked him a certain question. So we'll talk about that. If you want to talk about the Saints, it was really interesting, and Ian and I made this note, that people did not want to talk about the Saints. We did not have many calls. And usually when the Saints lose in an embarrassing way, our phone lines are flooded. We get more calls when the Saints lose than when they win. But people were so stunned by that embarrassing performance that people didn't even want to talk. But watch the Saints turn things around and just kick the Broncos' ass. I mean, it's possible. All right, if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Ian Hoke is live at People's Health in Metairie. This is the beginning of Medicare's annual enrollment period. This is a chance to change a plan or join a plan. I mean, everybody gets sick. We don't want you to get sick, but, I mean, everybody gets sick. And you need some kind of health care. This is an opportunity to save money. So stop by People's Health in Metairie, Veterans and Causeway, right next to Party City, just down from Trader Joe's, and get the information you need. This is for everybody 65 or older, or if you're trying to find out some information for your parents, this is the place to go. People's Health, they've actually got a place for you to go to get information, an office. And I don't know of any others that really have that. I'm Scoot on the air. Ian is on location at People's Health, and we'll be right back on WWL. You know, the 1960s were not only defined by the Beatles and the British rock invasion, but they were also defined by a lot of really great R&B. On the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, on this day in 1966, this was the number one song in America. All right, I'm Scoot on the air. When we come back, we'll talk about Jerry Jones being really upset about the Cowboys' loss and mad at some radio people for asking him a certain question. Ian Hoke is live on location at People's Health in Metairie, Vets and Causeway, next to Party City. This is the beginning of Medicare's annual enrollment period. Go out and find out what you need to find out. We will be right back. Hey, good afternoon. You've heard about the cold front coming in this direction, and it's going to be here, I guess, in a little while, and it's just going to feel great tomorrow. I am so invigorated by this weather. You know, even though the Saints lost, if you're going to be tailgating Thursday afternoon, right before the game, the sun's going to be going down and the weather's going to be cool. Get a chance to wear sweaters and jackets and hats, and it is going to just feel great for tailgating. And hopefully that is a positive energy that is going to, just lead to a positive attitude in the dome. And you know, Saints fans, they know how to forget. We know how to forget losses. God knows we've had a lot of practice over the years, and, you know, we're going to have to do it again. We've got to put that loss behind us. The players have to put that loss behind us. And, you know, Dennis Allen has a chance to be a leader here and just, you know, get the team psyched and ready to play. I don't know how he does that. I don't see that in him, but, you know, maybe there's something that I don't see. I'm Scoot on the air, and Ian Hoke is live at People's Health in Metairie, Vets and Causeway, right next to Party City, which is right next to Trader Joe's. Today is October 15th, and this is the beginning of Medicare's annual enrollment period. This is when you can switch a plan, change a plan, join a plan. People's Health is going to help you save money. Now, you need more than Medicare. You need a supplement. You need something else. And People's Health can help you with that. This is for people 65 and older. And it's also for those of you who want to get information for your parents. You know, maybe your parents are not as mobile as they once were, and you need to get information from them. What is so awesome is that People's Health has an office. There's a building you can walk in and actually talk to people. They have free seminars, but they can also answer your questions at any time. And there's a state number to call if you want to get information about whether or not you qualify for Medicaid, Medicare. And the state number is 888-342-6207. 888-342-6207. Let's go to Ian Coleman is our studio producer back at the studio. We're going to get to all of your text messages, but you know, describe if you can, Ian, just the atmosphere there. Yeah. At People's Health. I've been there before, and you know, it's a great opportunity to walk in and actually get information from a live person.
You know, it's surprisingly festive. You'd think it's right next door to Party City, so you know, people are going in there to get balloons and, you know, cake toppers and all kinds of stuff. But everybody that's in here, I think they're fired up because this is the kind of help that you can only get in a place like this. You know, a lot of people toil away, you know, asking their neighbors and their family members or doing their own research on the internet about how to navigate these health insurance systems. But people are coming in here looking for help and then getting it. So on the way in, they're excited to learn. On the way out, they're excited about what they just learned. Everybody is so helpful and friendly, and there's donuts. I've just eaten a donut. It was delicious. That really gets everybody in a good mood, too. So, yeah, it's a lovely little facility. So convenient to everything. What a great spot. Man, love it.
You know, and let's just also mention how complicated this can be. You know, I mean, I went through this process. It's complicated. And, I mean, you can be a smart person and it's still complicated. And People's Health makes it so, so easy for you to find out what you need to find out. And then you make a decision based on the information that you're getting.
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, I'm on the private employer-based insurance that I get from Odyssey. And Odyssey does their best to kind of provide an intermediary, you know, a service for, you know, if you have questions about your benefits or if you need to change something or you don't know what you're going to be covered for. Odyssey does their best at that. But it's not like I can just set a meeting to go somewhere here in New Orleans where I can just meet with an expert who can answer all the questions I have, you know, while I'm on my way to Trader Joe's. That's not a thing.
Right.
For
right.
People who have Medicare, you know, that service is available right here on Veterans Boulevard.
Yeah, or you're on your way to get a costume. And look, Party City's busy this time of year because Halloween's coming up. And you better go before the little Bo Peep outfits are gone.
How did you know my costume idea already? I must have told you.
All
did
right,
you get
look,
your sheep outfit?
No, I didn't. I love when Jerry Jones is upset. I don't like to say that, but it's so true. And if you're a Saints fan, or I'm sure other teams feel the same way about the Cowboys, there's just been something about Jerry Jones. It's not that he's not smart. It's not that he's not a successful, you know, owner. But there's just something about Jerry Jones that, that makes you love it when he's upset and when he's just really PO'd. Sunday, the Detroit Lions went into AT&T Stadium on Jerry Jones's 82nd birthday, and they spanked the Cowboys 47-9. And I think Dak Prescott is one of, if not the highest paid player in the league. And, you know, he's not being that effective. The Cowboys are 3-3. So, you know, they're not out of it by any means. I think they're in third place in their division. But this is an embarrassment for Jerry Jones. So Jerry Jones is on the air with the DJ team, Shane and RJ. And they're on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas. Now, we don't have a recording of it, but I basically have a transcript of what Jerry Jones said. And so they're talking to Jerry Jones about the loss to the Lions. And, you know, then they get into roster moves in the offseason. And they're talking to Jerry Jones about that. And so he gets really upset. He says, I mean, if you think I'm interested, if you think I'm interested with a phone call with you over the radio sitting here, throwing all the good out with the dishwater, you have to be smoking something over there this morning. He said, this is not your job. Your job isn't to let me go over all the reasons that I did something, and I'm sorry that I did it. This is not your job. I'll get somebody else to ask these questions. I'm not kidding. So he's threatening to, like, have the guys fired. So he, you know, kind of sarcastically said that maybe these radio guys should show up at Tuesday's meeting of the NFL teams. He said, if you're such geniuses, maybe you should show up at the meeting. He goes on to say, you're not going to figure it out what team is doing right or wrong. If you are, then you need to come to this meeting. You really think you're going to sit here with a microphone and tell me all the things that I've done wrong without going over the rights, meaning the right things that he's done? And he said, one of the stupidest things I've ever done that anybody had ever analyzed was by the Cowboys in 1989. It was an idiot that did that, and so he was the idiot that did it. He says, so idiot things can turn into good decisions. Smart things can turn into bad decisions. And Jerry Jones just basically told him, man, you know, if you think you can do better, then how come you're not at the meetings? And, you know, if I were those talk show hosts and Jerry Jones said that to me, or I was on the phone with Mickey Loomis and Mickey Loomis would not do that. So let's not even use that as an example. Let's just say if Jerry Jones did that and I were these guys in Dallas, I'd say, look, Jerry, that's not my job. You know, my job is the job of fans, and fans do this, and fans pay your salary, and fans make you rich and famous, and so fans have a right to ask these questions, and we're asking these questions. That's not my job, but it's your job to explain the things that you do, explain those things to fans, and not everything is wrong, and not everything is right, and, you know, we're just trying to find out how you feel about these things. Now, I didn't hear them actually ask the question. There are some radio people who are boneheads, and so they might ask a question in a certain way that is totally inappropriate, totally antagonizing. And I've seen radio people, I've seen reporters, I've seen people ask questions that are totally inappropriate. They're stupid questions. So I don't know what the question was, but, you know, there's a way to answer that. But Jerry Jones was very, very upset. And, you know, so, look, the Saints are in the situation that they're in. It's not the worst situation in the league. I mean, look at the Jets with Aaron Rodgers. They're not doing so well. Look at the Bengals with Joe Burrow. They're not doing so well. The Saints are not out of it. The big question is, do the fans get the sense that the Saints have it within them? As a team, from management to the coaches to the players, do they have it within them to turn things around? That's the question. And what changes the situation of players not tackling? As I said last hour, it's going to hurt to tackle a lot of players. And you might get injured. I mean, it hurts to tackle people who are running like that. especially if you tackle them in the right way, like around the legs, and those legs are moving. And these are powerful, strong people. It hurts to tackle people. It's a lot easier to just hit somebody and hope that they fall down. But that's not how you stop them. And good runners don't fall down when you hit them. So I don't know what is going to change, but somebody, and is Dennis Allen the guy to do it? Since he's the coach, I hope he is. But is he the guy to do it? Is he the guy to go in there and to just turn the mentality of this team around? I feel like the Saints gave up. I was sitting there, and if you were sitting there in the dome, if you were watching it, listening to it on the radio, you might have gotten the same sense that the Saints just gave up. And the Bucs went in at halftime, they made changes, and the Saints, obviously, I guess the Saints were happy. I mean, they came back from a 17-0 deficit in the second quarter, and man, we're kicking butt in the second quarter. We're doing really well. So did they go in the locker room and have champagne? Did they go in the locker room with the attitude, like, I guess we got this figured out? And then, you know, in one of the other locker rooms, you've got the Bucs, and they figured out exactly what to do. And they figured out Spencer Rattler. And I don't think it was Spencer Rattler's fault at all. And I saw some brilliant moments. But, you know, when you talk about a rookie quarterback and you talk about the lack of timing with receivers, you know, he hasn't had time with the receivers. And so those passes that were missed, a lot of that is the lack of timing, the lack of time spent with the receivers. And there's no way you can change that, except give him time. But I see a lot of positive in Spencer Rattler. All right, let's go to Ian with some of your text messages.
Okay, we got some great texts about the Saints. I'm going to start here. Ian and Scoot, come on, man. We've been over this before. The coach is not out on the field playing the game. You had nothing but good things to say after the Saints whooped the Cowgirls. The players out on the field missed 16 tackles, not the coach. The players on the field dropped passes, not the coach. The offensive line didn't protect the quarterback, not the coach. If they gave Derek Carr some protection, he wouldn't be hurt right now. Oh, ye of little faith.
Well, you know, I mean, I have faith. I have faith in what I see. And, you know, you're right. I mean, I said a lot of positive things about the Saints. I did not single out Dennis Allen as the only reason the Saints won the game against the Cowgirls. But is Dennis Allen the coach that's going to revitalize this team? Again, I hope so. I'm pulling for him because he's the coach. But a coach instills confidence, instills motivation in players. I mean, the coach is the leader. And some teams are just very cohesive. And you see, like last night, and then when I was watching the Cowgirls against the Lions, I'm watching that game. Man, the Detroit Lions were tackling like crazy. You see other teams do it. These are basically the same players on the same level. The only difference is what's in their head. And I look to a coach to inspire the players.
I remember after Eric McCoy got hurt, I caught Mike Dettillier in the hallway, and I asked him about that. And he, you know, in the way that he does, said that's going to be a big problem. There's going to be a lot of knock-on, you know, downstream consequences of that. And I think here we are. I think if Eric McCoy doesn't go down, and, you know, the offensive line is put together the way it's supposed to be, and you don't have this rash of injuries, you know, I don't think we're talking about Dennis Allen's coaching. I think we'd still be winning games, and we wouldn't be looking for someone to place this blame in it landing on poor old D.A.
But, well, wait, all of that's true, except that the same players that were on the field in the third and fourth quarter were the same players that were on the field in the second quarter. And those same players did it in the second quarter. So the question is, why couldn't they do it for the rest of the game?
Absolutely. Here's a text that says, hey, Scoot, do you think there's any chance that the Saints let the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win because of the hurricane? Stephen from Mandeville. He says, probably not, but just curious, what do you think of that? That'd be kind of nice, but not very wise.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that at all. You know, it was interesting though in the dome. I hate all the interruptions. This is just my personal opinion. You know, after every play, there's something to distract you before the next play. Whenever there's a timeout, there's all kind of stuff to distract you. The thing that I love the most in the dome is us versus them, and it's our city versus the city we're playing. And instead of us versus them, New Orleans versus Tampa Bay, it was us with them. And it was basically about how we bond together at times like this. And they did not do the us versus, this is what's great about us, this is what's bad about them. They didn't do that. And they just talked about helping the people of Tampa Bay. And they said, we're going to just make this today. We're going to make this us with them. And, you know, the crowd loved it.
I was not at the game with you on Sunday. I did not know that. That is very wholesome. I'm glad that we decided to do that. I'm sorry I missed it. I'll leave you with this text. This one says, hey, don't forget Drew Brees will be inducted into the Saints Hall of Fame at Thursday's game.
Yeah, who didn't see that coming? But yeah, that's going to be a great thing. And
I'm surprised took this long.
You know there's going to be a moment when Drew Brees and Sean Payton hug, because they were magic together for many years. But you know, they had a lot of years where they weren't so great. I mean, there were a lot of years when Drew Brees was our quarterback and Sean Payton was the coach and things were not so great. You know, I'm interested to see what kind of reception Sean Payton's going to get when he goes into the dome. And Mickey Loomis is talking about how he does not believe that this is a revenge game for Sean Payton. All right, if you want to join us with a comment, the Oak and Art Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and Ian Hoke is live on location at People's Health in Metairie, Veterans at Causeway. This is the beginning of Medicare's annual enrollment period, a chance to join a plan or change a plan. It's an opportunity for you to save on health care for you or your parents, and you can stop by People's Health this afternoon and get information that you need. And really, this is information to help you save money. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1956, Little Richard recorded this song at J&M Studio in New Orleans. It was not released until January of 1958. The song went to number 10 on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. And this song, Good Golly Miss Molly, was listed as number 94, the number 94th most important rock song in Rolling Stone magazine's list of the top 500 greatest songs of all time. On a list of 500, this was 94. And Little Richard recorded it at J&M Studios in New Orleans. And New Orleans, really, people didn't know it at the time, but New Orleans was really the bed of a lot of the origin of rock and roll. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Yeah, I'm Scoot, and Ian Hoke is at People's Health in Metairie, Vets and Causeway, right next to Party City. We'll check in with him in just a minute. Jerry Seinfeld is taking back comments that he made about the extreme left killing comedy. Seinfeld made this comment a little while back, and in fact, as far back as 2015, Seinfeld did an interview, and he said, I don't play colleges anymore because people are so PC, so politically correct. Seinfeld also, earlier this year, faced walkout by students because of his support for Israel. Jerry Seinfeld is Jewish, and I don't think that there's any surprise that he supports Israel. So the students, some students walked out of his show earlier this year. But Seinfeld, in talking to The New Yorker and also in a podcast, Jerry Seinfeld said that basically people have been too sensitive. And he lashed out and blamed the left for ruining comedy. And he said, that's not true. And he takes it back. I mean, I think the right and the left have ruined comedy. And we should be able to laugh. I mean, when people watch Saturday Night Live, they get upset. When people watch Stephen Colbert or they watch the late shows, when people hear their candidate being made fun of, they take it personally. And we've talked about this often on the show. I wrote a blog about it a while back, about how people have personalized politics to the point where if you criticize a candidate, they take it personally. And, you know, we should be able to be political. We should stand for what we want to stand for. We should be able to vote for who we want to vote for. But it shouldn't be so personal that, you know, you get upset beyond a certain point when somebody says something about a candidate. And you know, nobody is immune from humor. And Saturday Night Live has been making fun of Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, and they've been making fun of Joe Biden. So it's not like they're just making fun of Donald Trump. But yeah, Donald Trump is part of it as well. So I don't think it's the left. I think it's the left, and I think it's the right. We need to laugh. And that's why I think it's so cool that on this show we're talking about the singing Trump. The singing Trump is a guy who looks like Trump, sounds like Trump, and he sings and dances. And he's going to be at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center Wednesday, October 30th. And, I mean, I think that's going to be a fun show. And some of you may have seen him on America's Got Talent. And there were people who, some of the panel said, all right, look, we don't like Trump, but you're really funny. And it's not really making fun of Donald Trump. It's just trying to make America laugh again, which I think is really important. There is a new survey out that shows that one out of four adults believe they have ADHD. That's Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, ADHD. Man, when I was in school, when I was growing up, there was no talk of this. And I know kids had it. It's not like this is something brand new. It's just that it's been diagnosed in modern times. And according to an Ohio State University study, about 25% of adults believe that they are undiagnosed with ADHD. Only 13% have shared that information with a doctor. Dr. Francis Murphy is an expert on ADHD, and he joins us on WWL. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Sure. So, you know, you've got kids that are distracted, and, you know, I mean, we're all distracted. Adults, we're all distracted. Are people quick to diagnose themselves or other people with ADHD when it's not really, that's not really the case?
It's hard to tell. There's so many different causes and varieties of it. You know, some people have, you know, very advanced cases of it, and then other people are on the line of being normal and suffer from it in slighter ways.
Yeah.
It's kind of a disease that gets dialed in based on a lot of different, you know, where you live, how you were born, how you were, if you're allowed to use your cell phone a lot, if you're in front of a computer a lot, if the type of food you eat, and they all contribute to this disorder. And you have to kind of attack them like one rock at a time.
Is ADHD something you're born with, or is it a condition that develops? Is it a disorder that develops because of your surroundings and your life and what you do?
You acquire it. ADHD, yes. There's a lot of factors. And so, I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. I've been on the radio talking about this for over a year and a half now because it's been a hot subject. They're running out of drugs. Different studies show that there's different causes and then other suspected different causes. And when you really look at the whole picture, there are a lot of different causes, but there's some root causes that create ADHD. One of it is an out-of-balance autonomic nervous system. And to kind of make that simple, everybody has this fight-flight-freeze part of their nervous system that is balanced out by this rest, digest, and heal part of their nervous system. And so now you've broken it down into two categories, and the people that are always in fight, flight, or freeze are the people that are on that spectrum of ADD, ADHD, Tourette syndrome, OCD. And based on like where you live, if you eat, you know, GMO foods or foods that have pesticides in them, things like this is a contributor. There's things like geoengineering, the air and the water have things in them. There's a website called EWG, and if you go there and you can type in your zip code, you can find out exactly what is in your water. And we bathe in this water, and so these are all like these contributors that why nobody can put their finger on it. So diagnosing it becomes more difficult because you may have four or five of the symptoms, but not the ones that that doctor are looking for. And so there's toxicity and stuff like that. There's all kinds of things to look at.
Doctor, if it's in the water, then what's the percentage of people that have ADHD? Realistically, what's the real number of people suffering with ADHD? And obviously there are people undiagnosed, but what's the number of diagnosed people with ADHD?
Okay, let me tell you how hard that is to have a question and answer. Like in the 1950s, I believe, people, women were first exposed to aspartame. They were diet sodas. And what came out later is their offspring, especially their male teenage offspring, had very, very high cases of ADHD. Now, was everybody exposed to that in the country? No. But do more people have it than that? Yes. So there are a lot of things that cause endocrine disruption and disruption of this autonomic nervous system. So if you're going to put your finger on one thing and start fixing one thing at a time, I would start with cell phone activity, because it makes kids' postures very bad, which is bad for their brains, and they're less active, which is also bad for their bodies. And they tend to get a lot of bad information, and their posture is very bad while they're using their phones and their computers. And that type of activity can really distort the way the nervous system works. It breaks it down, and it leaves the nervous system susceptible to all these other invaders that I was speaking about before.
All right, so here's my understanding of this. I suffered as a kid. I'm a boomer. And I suffered as a kid with a very serious case of obsessive compulsive disorder. But nobody knew what it was back then. And honestly, I thought I was the only person in the world that had a brain that worked the way my brain worked. So there was no way that it could be diagnosed back then. Go ahead.
I was listening to you earlier, and yeah, back then, there was no ADD or ADHD. It was a D in conduct. And I'm a boomer, too. I can relate to that, totally.
Yeah. So you know, I didn't even know it had a name until, you know, like the mid-90s, and I got help. So it's under control now, but obviously it's something I still deal with every day. What I learned was that what might have happened with me, and this may happen with people with ADHD, is that you're born with a predisposed tendency to have this happen, and that maybe there are things or something in your life triggers it and manifests it full blown in your brain.
I would disagree with that. I think that yes, you may be born with it as a byproduct of the birthing process. You know, that can be very hard on the skull and neck of a baby coming out, and it can alter the function there of that vagus nerve and that sympathetic nervous system in a baby, alter the way they would maybe be able to crawl properly and develop properly. That can happen. But as far as being born with some kind of missing link in the brain, it's not that way. There's definitely insults. These people have a lot of, you see it online, they've talked themselves into ADD is a superpower, or ADDH is a superpower because you can get super focused and stuff like this. But the actual truth of it is that they have high levels of cortisol and adrenaline. They don't live as long as other people. They're short in stature, and they suffer a lot, especially when they're by themselves.
But if it's like in the water, as you say, then wouldn't even more people have ADHD?
Well, it's not only in the water. As I said, it's in the food. It's in the air. Literally in the air. It's in the water.
Right. So, you know, I kind of used in the water to include all of those things. But if it's that prevalent, if it's that prevalent, wouldn't more people have it?
Well, we're talking about 1 in 4, right, in the study.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I would suggest to you that it's more than that. The average attention span of a human being used to be in 2004, 2.5 minutes, which is pitiful. 2.5 minutes is pitiful. But in 2012, it dropped to 75 seconds. And the most recent study, 2022, says 47 seconds. Now, if it keeps going like this, we won't have an attention span. And if we don't look at all the factors, so this interesting thing about this whole postural distortion and the way the body functions when it has good posture is that it builds you a good blood-brain barrier, and it helps you fight things getting into your brain and causing problems. But sedentary lifestyle is part of it.
I have to get to a break here, but I want to have you on another time when we have more time to talk, because we also have a remote going on today, and what you're bringing up is so deep that this deserves more attention. Can we talk to you again very soon about this? Because I know it's a big problem.
Sure, I'd love to. It's what I do.
All right. Dr. Francis Murphy, an expert on ADHD. Thank you so much for the information. All right, we've got to get to a break here. Want to remind you that Ian Hoke is live at People's Health in Metairie, Veterans, and Causeway. Today is the beginning of Medicare's annual enrollment period. Join a plan, change a plan. This is the time to do it. You can get information at People's Health. We don't ever want you to get sick, but if you do, you got People's Health to help take care of you. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. On the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture Calendar, this was the number one song in the country on this day in 1977. And a lot of people, including me, when I was on the air in 1977, we made fun of this song. You Light Up My Life. I mean, what a pansy song is this? I made fun of it. You Light Up My Life. Oh, that's so nice and so sweet. You know when I stopped making fun of it? It's when a lot of people stopped making fun of it. Debbie Boone is a very strong Christian, and she was singing this song to God. She wasn't singing it to a guy. You Light Up My Life. And so that's when people like me, that's a little different story. I mean, it's different than, you know, singing it to a guy named Hank who, you know, you're making out with. You Light Up My Life. It's all, no, she was singing it to God. Anyway, it's number one on this day in 1977. All right, Ian Hoke is at People's Health in Metairie, Vets and Causeway. Ian, are people coming in to get answers to the complicated issue of enrolling in a Medicare plan, getting more than just Medicare? You need a plan to help you should you get sick, and your parents need plans. And People's Health is the place to get answers.
Yeah, here's what I love about this. The barrier of entry is so low. Like, you can just come in off the street not knowing anything about Medicare or Medicare Advantage or Part A, B, C, D, all the different parts of this that are complicated. You know, nobody teaches us this in school. You know, the only way to learn this is to have to go through it. You know, or at least that's, you know, it's kind of like a trial by fire. That's been the case, you know, until People's Health Medicare Center opened up. And now you can just walk in here and sit down with somebody and say, explain this to me like I'm five. And they can, can give you all the help that you need. They can answer all the questions you have, whether it's you or it's a loved one, a parent or a grandparent that's going to make this decision. And it's not a decision that should be made lightly. You know, this is a major change. If you're going from, you know, no insurance to Medicare, or you're doing something ACA, or if you have private insurance and then you found yourself in a situation where you're going to be on Medicare, you know, there's a lot of things in your benefits that are going to change, and the whole sort of, you know, cash flow that you have set aside for healthcare. There's going to be some big changes there. So you want to make sure you sit down with somebody who's an expert who can answer every question you could possibly have. And that's what they're doing out here today.
Yeah, and you don't have to make an appointment with somebody to come to your house. Yeah, you can just go to People's Health. This is October 15th, the beginning of Medicare's annual enrollment period to join a plan or change a plan. And People's Health is going to help you save money. All right, we're going to come back with more. In the next hour, we'll talk about what Kamala Harris's senior advisor, I'll tell you what he says about the public polls that show her slightly ahead. Also, a Gen Z would rather be an influencer than a doctor. We'll talk about that next hour as well. And coming up next, it's the Tuesday Text Off. I'm Scoot. Ian is live at People's Health in Metairie, and we'll be right back on WWL. Okay, time for the Tuesday text-off. We have an original and we have a cover. Now, we don't necessarily do it in that order, so you decide. There's going to be song A and song B. You decide which is better, song A or song B. Text A or B to the Oakenheart text line, 504-260-1870. Here is song A. All right, that is song A, and we're going to do a quick one here today. And here is song B. All right, you got a quick sample of song A and song B. All right, which is it? Which one's better? One's a cover, one's the original. Text A or B to the Oakenheart text line, 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Text A or B. We'll have the results coming up right after the news. I'm Scoot. Ian's at People's Health in Metairie on WWL. Hey, this is the day the changes start. This is the first day you can start to make changes in the Medicare annual enrollment period. It's going on right now. It starts today, October 15th. You can join a plan, change a plan. In other words, right now, with the coverage that you have, you might be spending too much money. You know how you can find out if you are? Stop by People's Health in Metairie. People's Health actually has an office. They're right there, Veterans at Causeway, right next to Party City, just down from Trader Joe's. And you could just stop in. You don't have to make an appointment. You can stop in and get some answers. And I don't know what you're paying, but if you're on Medicare and you're also getting a supplement, you could be paying too much. People's Health might be able to save you money. So stop by People's Health. That's where Ian Hoke is. Coleman is our studio producer back at the studio. And you can just get answers to your questions about all of this, because it can be very complicated. If you want to find out if your parents are paying too much, and maybe they're on a very fixed income, and so every dollar matters, you could save them money. And it might mean the difference between, you know, something that they want to buy and something that they, you know, just can't buy. So stop by People's Health. And the great thing about People's Health is they actually have an office. Veterans and Causeway, right next to Party City, just down from Trader Joe's, where I go quite often. Just such an eclectic group at Trader Joe's. I mean, you know, you can tell a lot about the people, and you can't tell everything about them, because they're just such really. I find the people at Trader Joe's are just very interesting. A very, very eclectic group of people working there, and it's. I mean, I think it's fun. It's a big change from. You know, years ago when people who worked in grocery stores all looked a certain way and they were all clean cut. And, you know, I remember when I was, 15, I was 15, 16, working for a grocery store in Metairie. It was a National. And I think it was a part of the original Canal Villery chain. It was called National Food Store, and it was at Veterans and Green Acres. And I worked there, and I remember this was back in the 60s. And I got this big wide tie with flowers on it, and wide ties, thin ties are in now, but big wide ties were in back then. And I had this flowery wide tie that I wore to work. And about 10 minutes into my shift, the general manager came over and he said, you know, you can't wear that on the floor. You can't wear that. You got to go home and change your tie. And so I guess that was one of the early times when it comes to attire that I realized that I was maybe, you know, pushing things a little bit. All right, I'm Scoot, and Ian Hoke is live at People's Health in Metairie. Let's get the results of the Tuesday text off. The song was Footloose. Now, song A was Blake Shelton. Blake Shelton did the Footloose song for the remake, the sequel to the movie Footloose, which came out in 2011. So here is song A by Blake Shelton. Well, the cover didn't do so well. The cover was slaughtered by the original, which is song B, 1984. This is Kenny Loggins. I wonder how many people are in their car or sitting at a desk and their legs are starting to move, doing that line dance for Footloose. And then there's that little part where you kick up the heel at that one part. And I mean, I don't know that line dance. I think I know the electric slide and the Cupid shuffle, and that's about it. Not that I actually do that in public, but I do know those two. All right, I'm Scoot, and glad you're with us this afternoon. So we were talking earlier about Donald Trump's medical records, and he's not releasing them. And some people think he should. And there's a group called Doctors for Harris. They're not affiliated with the Harris campaign. And they've just gotten together and decided that they wanted to have this campaign asking for Donald Trump to release his medical records. Kamala Harris had a physical recently. She released her medical records. It is tradition for presidential candidates to release their medical records. It is a tradition for presidents to release their medical records. So why doesn't Donald Trump want to release his medical records? Now, look, I'm assuming, because Donald Trump did this in the past, I'm assuming that Kamala Harris went to a doctor she knows. I'm assuming that Donald Trump would go to a doctor that he knows and obviously know that they're going to get a positive result for their physical. So I don't know why he would be afraid of any negative publicity. But I wonder if, you know, if Donald Trump is taking some medication that he doesn't want us to know about. Donald Trump is not obese by any stretch of the imagination, but I'm sure his weight has something to do with his overall health. So I don't know. I think it's important for us, the American people, to know about the health of the candidates. And somebody texted in earlier and mentioned Walter Reed Medical Center. I think an independent doctor should give a physical to both candidates, not only in this race, but in every race, especially a candidate that is a little older. And Donald Trump is a little older. I'm not saying he's old, but he's a little older. And I think it would be good to know their physical health, because we're going to vote for them. And I think we should know. But obviously, he doesn't want to release that and hasn't released it so far. So there is some new polling that is out. And from CNN's guru, Harry Enten, Kamala Harris is losing support with black men and women. And this is not good. Barack Obama was at 81% with black men. Hillary Clinton was at 63%. Joe Biden was at 53% the last time. Kamala Harris, according to a recent poll, is down to 41%. Now, that was black men under 45. Black men overall, Barack Obama was at 85%. Clinton was at 71%. Biden was at 69%. Harris is at 54%. Still a majority, but not what it used to be. So Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are both courting African-American men. Donald Trump is having a rally this afternoon where only women will be in the audience. It's all for women. And I think Georgia has started early voting. I mean, the election's 3 weeks away. 3 weeks. That's all we have to go through. But then don't think it's over, because there will be a lot to talk about after. Appearing on the podcast Pod Save America, a senior advisor for the Harris-Walz campaign said the public polls are horse poo-poo. I have to say that on the air. That's not what he really said. But he said, don't believe the public polls. And one of the things that I've mentioned on the show is whether or not the polls are accurate. Do we have people who are not going to vote for Donald Trump, but they say they're voting for Trump because, I don't know, they feel like that's what they need to say? Or are there people who say they're voting for Harris because they don't want to admit even to the pollsters that they're voting for Donald Trump? So I'm not sure the polls are totally accurate. They might be. We will know after the election. But right now, the polls consistently, and a new one is out today, that shows Kamala Harris at 45%. I'm sorry, Kamala Harris is at 46%. Donald Trump is at 45%. So Kamala Harris leads, but that's a statistical tie. So apparently there are just a few people, according to the polls, who have not made up their minds. And those people are going to determine the outcome of the election. And those people are probably independents. They're probably rhinos, Republicans in name only, the people that Donald Trump and the MAGA people condemn and criticize. Those are the people that they need to get their guy elected, because there are not enough MAGA people to have Trump become president. There's not enough of them. And so it's going to be interesting to see if the polls are accurate. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Frank on Long Island. Frank, you're on WWL. Good afternoon. Hello, Frank. Okay, let's go to Bob on the North Shore. Bob, you're on WWL. All right, Bob left. All right, if you want to join us, the Okunard Jewelers, talking Texas, 504-260-1870. Well, that happens when you keep people on hold for 2 hours. We're busy. Yeah, we can't get to you right away. All right. All right, let's go. All right, let's go back to Frank on Long Island. Hey, Frank, welcome to the show.
You got me, Scooch?
Yeah, I got you.
Hello? All right. Before I talk about the defense on the Saints, you brought that song, just hit me, from 1977, You Light Up My Life?
Yeah.
My mother used to play, God bless her, rest her soul, even though I wasn't her favorite, she played that song when I moved to Long Island from Jersey to manage a hotel at the age of 21. She used to play that song every time she called me.
Oh, that's sweet.
But nevertheless, I'm not going to say what I really feel about the Saints defense. When I called up after 2 weeks, I was so happy. In the fourth quarter, they were playing to win, not to lose.
Yeah.
But I don't understand. When you were at the game, did you hear the disco song, The Bump? That's all they do. The defense at the end of the last couple of games is bump. They what are they? They want to show their manlyhood and they bump. If they watch the, you even brought about the Detroit game. What about last night's game? 99% of the tackles, they tackle the guy the first shot.
I saw that.
Okay? They should pull out, all right, the coach isn't on the field making the tackle. Well, guess what? If you or I at our job wasn't doing it right, wouldn't we be scolded? How about the guy, pull the guy out for a set of downs and say, you want to tackle, I'll put you back in.
Well, I wonder if there are younger players who are trying to get a job on the Saints who would tackle.
There you go. I mean, they learned it in Pop Warner football. I was a football player in high school, a quarterback. I was third string, so I never played. But nevertheless, I watched the defense. They're all my buddies. I still talk to them. I graduated 50 years. I still talk to those guys. You know, the mayor of Farrell, New Jersey, the guy I went to high school with, played on the defensive line. I says to him, do you watch these games? He said, Frank, I don't understand these guys. I said, watch the Saints game. And he called me, why are you Saints fans? I said, forget that reason. Watch them. They don't tackle.
I said, because it hurts. It hurts to tackle a guy who's running. It hurts to grab those legs and tackle him. It's easier to try to bump him down and run into him.
Away and they run 41 yards. Or they look up for an early tee time in January.
I don't know.
I don't get it, Scoop.
I hope it turns around.
Pull him out, put a younger guy in there, and watch that younger guy tackle a few guys, and then watch what happens. They'll beg to get back in there. Or maybe Frank, they want to go to early tee time. Who knows?
I appreciate the call. I don't think so. I'd like to think that the players really want to get to the playoffs. I mean, they make more money if they get to the playoffs. But, I mean, when you make that much money, I don't know that the bonuses for the playoffs or maybe even the Super Bowl, I don't know if it matters that much to them. Maybe I hope it does, but I would also think that everybody would take pride in their job. And I don't care what you do for a living. You should take pride in your job. I mean, if you're an account executive, if you're a custodial worker, why is it that it seems like so many people just do the minimum? They don't really take pride in their job. Anyway, I hope things turn around Thursday because the Denver Broncos are coming to town. All right, if you want to join us with your comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar, on this day in 1971, Ricky Nelson played the Rock and Roll Spectacular at Madison Square Garden. Now, he played some new songs. He played a couple of old songs, but started playing some new songs, and the crowd started to boo him. Now, if you're a baby boomer, you might remember the TV show The Adventures of Ozzie and Harriet. And Ricky Nelson was one of the sons, and quite often after the show, he would come on and sing a song. And Ricky Nelson was a very popular recording artist. He was a superstar back in the 50s, and this was one of his big hits, Hello, Mary Lou. Some of you will remember this. But he had top hits. Back in the 50s. So Ricky Nelson played this song. He played a couple of other songs. He also did a cover of Honky Tonk Woman. But then when he was playing some of his new stuff, the crowd booed him. And he ended up leaving the stage. He did one more song and he left the stage. Now, he was a special guest star with Chuck Berry, Bobby Rydell, the Shirelles, the Coasters, Gary U.S. Bonds, and Bo Diddley. It was a big show. It was the Rock and Roll Spectacular, Madison Square Garden, 1971. Ricky Nelson got booed off the stage. So, years later, he wrote a song called Garden Party. And this actually revived his career. This was a song that came out. It was a part of his 1972 album. But I want you to listen to some of the lyrics. It's all about making yourself happy, and you don't worry about what other people think of you. Listen to the lyrics. He wrote this song about that experience. You know, that is such a great, great message. You know, you can't please everybody. You got to please yourself. And that's what he's singing about in this song. Ricky Nelson was killed in a plane crash New Year's Eve, 1985. A plane crash just outside of Dallas in DeKalb, Texas. He was headed for a New Year's celebration in Dallas. It was an old plane, a refurbished DC-3, which was a tail-dragging twin-engine plane that was used as an airline plane a long time ago. Fire spread from apparently a faulty cabin heater because it was cold. And Ricky Nelson, the band members were killed, but the pilots did survive. But this is the song that he wrote about that experience at Madison Square Garden. I'm Scoot, and Ian Hoke is at People's Health in Metairie, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, there's a new study out that lists the most sought-after jobs by Gen Z. Now, Gen Z is ages 12 to 27. Now, this is when you're young and you're kind of fantasizing about what you want to be when you grow up. Yeah, I was still fantasizing about that when I was 25 years old. Number 10 on the list, an influencer. Number 9, an actor. Number 8, personal trainer. Number 7, a singer. Number 6, marketing. Number 5, a blogger. 4, makeup artist. 3, photographer. 2, an artist. Number 1, the number 1 most sought-after job if you're a Gen Z member, 12 to 27, is a model. In other words, people would rather be a model or an influencer than a doctor. On a list of 30, doctor ranks number 24. Dentist, 25. Nurse, 26. So that just kind of shows you where the head of Gen Z is. And, you know, if you think about it, I'm sure influencers, some of these influencers are making more than doctors, and they don't have to worry about malpractice insurance or spending time on the computer. As I mentioned earlier, doctors today spend more time on the computer. When they're in the room with you, they spend more time on the computer, like, you know, looking up stuff and inputting stuff than they actually do with you, the patient. So I kind of get that. All right, let's go to Irvin, who's on WWL. Irvin, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot.
Good afternoon.
I've talked about this on sports shows, the business model of pro sports, and I'll get to the Saints in a minute. It's just, it's not working well. Upfront guaranteed money for 4 to 5 years. Where is your incentive to play right, to play through pain, you know? And you might say, well, they're professionals. So, again, they're humans too. You know, you're a professional. Maybe if I paid you up front 4 or 5 years to be a radio announcer, you might be a professional and say, I'm going to do it because I that's the way I am. But human nature being human nature, there are very few professions where people are paid up front, guaranteed multi-year contract. If we're talking about, you know, double-digit millions, and then we're gonna think that they're just going to do it right. The second thing is, well, I'll show you a couple of examples. Michael Thomas, remember him?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Guaranteed money. And then that money was lost. Now we got a dilemma with Mr. Carr. We're in a hole for, you know, many tens of millions of dollars. So even if Rattler is the quarterback of the future, and I've heard people say that he was looking better in camp than Mr. Carr, you've got to play Carr. You put your money on the man, so you stuck with, you know.
See, I disagree. I think you play the best player, but I understand that that's not the way a lot of people think. Your money is no good if the wrong player is playing, because the goal is to get fans in the stands.
Oh, I agree with you. If you're the coach, you got to play the best player. But if you're the owner who pays your salary, you're going to bring that coach in the office and say, look, I'm paying this person three, four, five times of the that you know. The
yeah,
person
I know.
That you're
I get
playing.
That mentality. I think it's flawed. You know, the other thing is that the players are paid an amount of money that they can easily invest a little bit of that money and make money forever. So it's not just that they're guaranteed money, but it's the amount of money that they're guaranteed that has a lot to do with that. But I would think that, you know, listen, I'm not the highest paid talk show host in this country. You know, I might not even be the highest paid talk show host in the city. I don't know what anybody else makes. I have a very, very good living, but I strive every day to do the absolute best job that I can, and I would do that no matter what. So there are individuals who do strive to be the best they can be. And I look at people like Tom Landry, and I think he's one of them. Tom Landry took a pay cut to have other players come in to make the team better. There are players who are dedicated human beings. They're dedicated to doing the best job they can do, regardless of the money that they're guaranteed. And you see it on other teams, and I'm sure that there are some of the Saints. I think Taysom Hill is one of those guys. So I think the Saints have some of those players, but I feel like the Saints kind of gave up in that game the other day. They were just, and Mike Dettillier brought it up as well, missing too many tackles. So, you know, this is a legitimate concern that we have for the Saints, and they need to turn things around. I know it's tough to turn things around when you play on Sunday and you play again on Thursday, but they have a job to do, and they need to do it. And there's too much of this in America in general, in every aspect of society, where people are trying to do less and not do more. They're trying to just do what they have to do to get by. Yeah, I can go into this game. I don't want to get hurt, because getting hurt hurts, and I don't want to hurt. So I'm going to do the best I can to not get hurt, as opposed to going out there and doing your job. And, you know, when you do your job in football, you know, there's a chance you might get hurt. All right, I want to remind you, Ian Hoke is at People's Health in Metairie, Vets and Causeway. Today, October 15th, is the beginning of Medicare's annual enrollment period. You can join a plan, you can change a plan, and People's Health is ready to help you save money. You might be paying more money than you need to pay. So you can go to People's Health right now. You can just walk in. Don't have to make an appointment. You can just walk in there, Veterans and Causeway, right next to Party City. You could just go in there and ask the questions that you need answered. You might be paying too much right now. So if you're concerned about inflation and you want to save all the money you can, go to People's Health and make sure that you're not paying more than you should. And People's Health might be able to save you, or maybe your parents, a lot of money. On this day in 1992, Madonna hosted a sex party at a studio in Manhattan to promote her upcoming book, Sex. She showed up wearing a little Bo Peep outfit, carrying a stuffed lamb. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. All right, I'm Scoot on the air, and Ian Hocus at People's Health in Metairie, Vets and Causeway, next to Party City. Go by and get answers. Get answers to questions about whether or not you're spending too much right now on health care. I mean, you know, healthcare is one of those things you hope you never have to use, but, you know, you got to have it, you got to pay for it, and maybe you're paying too much. And I just emphasize this opportunity to stop by People's Health in Metairie and find out. They'll help you decide right there if you're paying too much, and then you can consider People's Health. Ian Hoke is there. Let me mention Michael Moore, the very liberal director. Some of you think Michael Moore is a big, big liberal. He's not the big liberal he used to be. He's lost a lot of weight. Maybe he's on that Ozempic diet. I don't know. Ian Hoke has got some text messages for us.
Yeah, man. Hey, look, we're only going to be here for another 10 minutes, but People's Health is going to be open at 3017 Veterans Memorial Boulevard until 5 o'clock. But if you don't get a chance to squeeze it in today, you can always just go check out their website, peopleshealth.com. They're also having in-person benefits presentations all over Louisiana from now through December. So it's very, very easy. If you can't come all the way into Metairie, if you're listening from someplace farther out and you don't want to drive down here, go check out peopleshealth.com, and they'll give you a list of places where they're hosting in-person benefits presentations. So you can take advantage of this just the same way people living in Metairie are. Now, to the text line. It's kind of a grab bag here at the end of the show. We'll start out talking some Saints. Here's one that says, I've been hearing that the Saints can't fix the tackling problem in a few days. Well, I think that's far from the truth. It could be resolved in one day. Actually, all they have to do is, and I'm talking about the players, when you look back on the game, they were trying to tackle high when it wasn't necessary. All they have to do is take the runner's feet away and tackle low. And that's what I see from other teams, and they're successful. That's it. That will solve the problem.
No, that's it. That's it. But it hurts to tackle by the legs. You know, I played football until the ninth grade. So, you know, I'm not a football expert, but I mean, I know the basics. And I've been, look, it started to hurt in ninth grade. So, you know, guys got bigger than me. Everybody was about the same size up until that point. And then I noticed, hey, wait a minute, these guys are getting a lot bigger than me. This is not my deal. I got to save my voice to be in talk radio later. So, yeah, I mean, it's harder to tackle by the legs, but, you know, that's what you do. That's what you're taught. And this, like, you know, trying to bump somebody and knock them down or hit them high, that doesn't really work. It's not as effective.
Do you think the Saints defense says, well, we didn't tackle the guy on his feet because it hurts? It hurts too much.
I don't think they consciously think about it.
I think they subconsciously know it hurts. Here's a text from Charlie. Charlie is listening today, and he says, I think it's time for a coaching change. Bring in Bill Belichick. He would come in with a chip on his shoulder, and he would put the players in check. Thanks.
Bill Belichick, I still think he's got some coaching left in him. I'm surprised that he hasn't been picked up by this point.
Seems that way. Talking about Gen Z and their, you know, what they plan to do with their lives. Here's a text that says, Gen Z, an influencer or a model? Narcissists on parade.
Yeah, but you know what? Baby boomers were called narcissists. You know, baby boomers were called the me generation. And I remember the establishment at the time that I was coming of age. This generation, they're worthless. They're never going to amount to anything. So I wonder if this is a pattern with older generations.
Yeah, well, you know, to Gen Z's credit, even if that's true that they're all just narcissists on parade, it's not their fault. They did not develop all these apps and the whole social media networks. They did not make that, you know, the predominant way that people communicate with each other nowadays. So, you know, narcissists and they're obsessed with their little self-image, it's not their fault.
And being an influencer, in some ways, I things could have been different, but that's the way, you know, you're right. That's the way they were raised. But, you know, not all of them were raised that way. And a lot of them do have ambition. And, it might be easy to stand out if you're in Gen Z or one of the other generations, because so many people are apathetic to a lot of things that it might be easy to stand out in your generation.
All right, Scoot, I'll leave you with this one. This text says, Nick Saban left the NFL because he couldn't tell the players what to do or how to act like you can in college because of the money. You got a guy making $10 million a year. The owner is not letting you sit him on the bench.
Yeah, but look at guys like Dan Quinn. I mean, look at the successful coaches. There are successful teams. There are teams that get to the playoffs. Those teams have leaders that lead the players. And you can't go into the players who make more than you, and you can't act timid. And, you know, you've got to be a leader. You've got to find out a way to lead these guys, and they've got to have confidence in you. All right, a new poll's out in Michigan, one of the swing states. Michigan, among registered voters, Kamala Harris has a commanding lead, 47 to Donald Trump, 45. I say commanding lead compared to the others that simply have Kamala Harris at 46 and Donald Trump at 45. That's a commanding lead, but still, it is a virtual tie. So nobody at this point knows who's going to win the election. You can be sure you know who's going to win, but you don't know. And we're not going to find out until after Election Day, 3 weeks from today. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL. All right, the giant pandas have arrived in Washington, D.C. They went from China to D.C., and it's amazing to see that whole process that they went through. You're going to see a lot about that on the news tonight, but they are they were in D.C., and the people had to dress up like pandas in these panda outfits to go in and work with them. So, yeah, they're beautiful, majestic animals, and they're in D.C. And look, and speaking of coaches that seem to make it happen, Dan Quinn, Dan Campbell, the head coach of the Detroit Lions, Andy Reid, head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City Chiefs are going for their third consecutive Super Bowl. So, yes, it can be done. There are leaders in the NFL. I want to thank our program director and brand manager, Diane Newman, market manager, Dan Barron, assistant program director, brand manager, senior producer, Scoot on the Air, Ian Hoke, Coleman, studio producer, news anchor, Chris Miller, and traffic with Joe Cardosi. Thanks to everybody at People's Health in Metairie. Sports Talk with Bobby, Mike, and Steve next. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.